Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. More severe weather in the forecast could hamper search and rescue efforts in Oklahoma. Monday, a deadly tornado with winds near 200 miles an hour touched down in Moore, grinding the town into rubble. Reach Global Crisis Response Director Mark Lewis says they're getting an assessment team on the ground. In the meantime, state and local authorities are asking people to hold off sending in supplies. People are still in shock. The hurt is yet to come. They'll need money, but more than that, they'll need prayer.
The other prayer item is just that hope would be presented through Jesus, through the presence of the body in just incarnational and tangible ways.
Next, some people take to missions like fish to water. Wendell Rovenstein of Bibles for China says that's what they're seeing in Generation Y.
That is a group of individuals, 30 or less, that really have a passionate heart to be involved in something.
Rovenstein says their Bible distribution trips are a perfect fit. One Gen Y team is in China right now delivering 10,000 Bibles and more.
They're going to embrace the heart of the people.
Watch for updates at facebook.com/missionnetworknews. Pray this group will help more people fulfill the Great Commission. And the Bus for Life is rolling through Europe. It's an Operation Mobilization ministry on wheels that shares the gospel with young people. At a recent stop in Romania, over 70 kids heard about Christ. OM's founder also stopped by Romania recently. He spoke on tough issues like pornography and abortion and challenged the young people to live a pure life. Pray for Romania's young people to stand firmly on the truth of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your modern-day hymn CD from Keith and Kristen Getty called Hymns for the Christian Life. When you help with your best gift, I'll send you a copy. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.